Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's jump right into it. The Rams come back last night, fell short, and the Packers hold on to beat the Rams 36-28. LA has now lost three straight games. So love it or fade it, Chelsea, you have serious concerns about the Rams, who are now plus 550 to win the NFC after opening the weekend 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, how would you classify serious? Even though I think I would say serious. Yeah, let's go ahead and say it, because look at this team that has this defense that's supposed to be one of the best in the NFL, but they've allowed at least 28 points in their last three games to the Titans, to the 49ers, and to the Packers. Those are all pretty solid teams. And I know against the Titans, a couple of those were pick sixes on Matt Stafford's end. But for a team that's so good on paper, they really haven't shown it. And that's the thing. Sometimes you can't overreact to some of these moves roster-wise and free agent signings, because sometimes it doesn't make that big of a difference. Like, so I think for me, it's more the fact that we are expecting the Rams to be this juggernaut of a team, and we just haven't seen it against the best teams in the NFL. And that's what you need come postseason. You got to perform against the best teams in the NFL. You can't just beat up on the bad teams. So for me, yeah, the Rams are underperforming for me, and I think there are concerns for the Rams.
I agree. I love it. This is a team that there's no shame in losing to the Packers. There's no question about that. But when you take a step back and look at how they performed over the past few weeks, I mean, my God, they've lost three straight. They've looked bad. Matthew Stafford has thrown a pick six in three consecutive games. He turned the football over and really put the Packers in great field position, allowing them to punch it in. And to have 2 weeks to get ready for a game like this and to come in and not look ill-prepared, but to not look sharp, that's just something you don't typically see from Sean McVay teams. But right now, they're struggling to find themselves, to find their identity, and they've got a quarterback who's really struggling. So I love it. I have some serious concerns about them. And I got a future on the Rams. I want them to do well, but they're not playing good football right now.
Yeah, I'm glad ultimately that I didn't play the Matthew Stafford MVP that I thought was so tantalizing in the preseason. I think it's time, like, we might need to have a conversation. Is this guy just okay? Like, we talked about how he was so great and so elite. And, well, if he ever had help in Detroit, boy, they would have been good. And now he's in L.A. with all this help. The Rams, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Stafford's going to win MVP. Like, is he just all right? Is he kind of just like Kirk Cousins? He's just like a fine quarterback. They're going to be good, but they're not going to be great. He's not going to win you a ton of games. He's probably going to lose you a few. Like, I don't think that maybe he's just not that guy. Like, maybe that's the conversation that we need to be having now. Because, boy, does he not look like the MVP McVay thought he was.
We had this discussion. Remember when he went to L.A.? I feel like I brought this up.
I know, Chelsea, you were right. You nailed it.
The style of play he had to play in Detroit was that of a gunslinger, and they were playing from behind so many times that the picks didn't really matter. But I wondered to myself, you know, like Carrie Bradshaw, and I thought to myself, will it work out in L.A.? Because the picks are certainly coming. And that was the question mark for Matt Stafford. Can he not turn the ball over in big-time situations when he actually has big-time situations? Because it wasn't the case in Detroit. He wasn't playing in big games.
Also, don't put the Kirk Cousins stank on Matthew Stafford. He's still better than Kirk
Cousins. Yeah, that's not fair. That's
I'm just saying, there. And I agree. I think he is better than Kirk Cousins. I'm just saying it's kind of that. I feel like they're in the same level of quarterback where, like, They're not going to do a whole lot to, like, put you over the top, but they're not going to lose you a ton of stuff too often. I mean, Kirk might lose you some games. He did yesterday. But anyway, Lamar Jackson, let's move on to a different quarterback who has had some struggles but overcame them, actually. Lamar Jackson becomes the first quarterback in 8 years to throw four interceptions and still win the game, Peyton Manning style, beating the Browns 16-10. So love it or fade it, Jenks, despite this win, the game actually takes away from your confidence in the Ravens.
It sure does. The Ravens don't look like a good football team right now. Look at what they've done recently. They got blown up by the Bengals, eked past the Vikings, lost outright to the Dolphins, barely beat the Bears, beat a bad Ravens or bad Browns team yesterday. I don't know what it is about Baltimore, but they keep playing down to the level of their opponents, and you cannot do that in the NFL or it's going to come back and bite you. If the Browns weren't so banged up and so bad right now, if Baker Mayfield weren't so – he's playing some bad football, and he may not be the future in Cleveland. But regardless, any other team probably whips Baltimore. It's just that Cleveland is really struggling. I don't see anything from the Ravens that gives me any confidence in them whatsoever. Four picks from Lamar Jackson against the Browns. Yeah, I love this. I don't trust the Ravens at all, and I don't see anything from them that makes me think they're a threat. They keep finding ways to win games against bad teams, but that doesn't do it for me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm on that page as well. And at some point, you have to clear the bias out of your mind that the Ravens are just traditionally a good football team. Like, it's the same with the Steelers, because traditionally over the past, 5 years, for the most part, they've been pretty good. And with a guy like Lamar Jackson, it is very, you know, tempting to say, oh, well, they're fine. They have Lamar Jackson. But no, he can't do it all himself. Like, we've been saying this. They haven't scored 20 points in their last three games. Like, they haven't even hit the 20-point mark. So their offense certainly has some problems. And the key thing for me is looking at their division. The team that they need to beat is the Bengals. And they already lost outright to them, 41-17 last time out. And the Bengals look like a team that have found their footing offensively. So for me, if you have faith in the Ravens, you need to believe that they win their division. And for me, right now, it doesn't look like they're the best team in that division. It looks like it's the Bengals.
I want to get it out of the way first and foremost. I love Lamar. I think he's one of the most exciting players in the NFL. I think he's one of the most exciting players the league really has ever seen. But holy smokes, is this guy an interception merchant this year? 15 touchdowns, 12 picks. You cannot do that if you want to beat the best teams in the AFC. If the Ravens are going to see that Patriot defense, that ball-hawking Patriot defense in a playoff game, Lamar cannot throw 2, 3, 4 interceptions, because that offense will not be dead on arrival the way the Browns have been. So, yeah, I'm losing confidence in the Ravens in a hurry if they can't figure out how to control the ball and if Lamar can't figure out how to take care of it when he's throwing down the field. Well, the Oklahoma Sooners are looking for their replacement of Lincoln Riley, who is jet-setting to Los Angeles, and they have their eyes set on Cliff Kingsbury. So love it or fade it, Chelsea, it would be stupid for Kingsbury to abandon the NFL for the Oklahoma job.
Love it. It would be stupid. Cliff Kingsbury is a guy that I didn't have faith in coming into the NFL, and that's one of my worst takes ever, because oh, by the way, he is cruising in Arizona. He has his quarterback, a young quarterback that looks to be the future of the franchise, and Kyler Murray. They've got the offense rolling that Cliff Kingsbury likes to run. It's almost like a college-style offense. And remember, Cliff Kingsbury didn't have a winning record in college at his last job. He was fired. So the fact that Cliff Kingsbury is actually doing better in the NFL than he did in college, why would he go back? And plus, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. I feel like Arizona is not a job like the New York jobs where there is somebody gunning for your job each and every year. If you have one losing season in New York, it seems like you're going to get to the chopping block. So Arizona, I feel like, is one of those markets that's just not quite as aggressive. So I think, you know, his job's safe there and he's rolling and they've got a good, you know, young core of talent to work with. So why would he leave? I don't get it. He probably loves living in Scottsdale.
I love it too. It would be monumentally stupid for him to go back to the college game. You said it. He had a losing record at Texas Tech. He won a single bowl game. I think it was the Holiday Bowl back in like 2013. Cliff Kingsbury was not a good college football head coach. And that was at Texas Tech. So he's going to go to the pressure cooker in Norman, Oklahoma. And frankly, I think that's part of the reason why Lincoln Riley left, because now he gets to go out to the West Coast where USC fans may be as rabid, but there's certainly not the pressure there that there is in Norman. We saw Nick Saban almost crack last week when he just went off on how fans don't appreciate anything in college football when you're a blue blood and you're winning, because you can lose a game or two and they lose their minds. And Lincoln Riley was under that pressure in Norman, but now Cliff Kingsbury is going to give up Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins and the weapons he has on that offense and the pressure that is not there in Arizona compared to those big market teams like Chelsea was talking about. No, stay in Arizona, enjoy the weather, and don't go back to college where you weren't great anyway.
I'm going to tell you, I actually am going to fade this. Look, we are in a time where athletic departments are throwing around more money than we have ever seen. If Cliff Kingsbury can leverage what's going on with Michigan State and Wake Forest and get a crazy deal from Oklahoma to come in, look, it's not Texas Tech. You're going to recruit on your brand alone. You don't have to work nearly as hard to get five stars. You're not going to lose Baker Mayfield in the transfer portal. You're going to gain Baker Mayfield in the transfer portal. I think it's a totally different situation. You get a rabid fan base. You get paid a ton of money. People are going to throw you up on a cross and love you no matter what, because you're the head coach at Oklahoma. As long as you win, what, 10 games a year, beat Texas, people are happy. Texas is in a dumpster. You go into the SEC, expectations are going to flatten a little bit because, hey, you're going to the freaking SEC. Like, yes, you're going to want to win the conference every once in a while, but dude, I don't, being the head coach in a college town just seems like a way better gig than fighting for your life every single Sunday in the NFL. If you get one of these premier jobs like in Oklahoma, like in Alabama, like a Michigan, like in Auburn, I feel like actually it might be a good move, especially with the money getting thrown around and just like the ways you, it's not Texas Tech. Like, you get the brand here and you get to ride that.
But that's,
you say
that's assuming
fighting for your life. He's going to the SEC.
Yeah. That's assuming, like, there's this assumption that just because you go to a blue blood school that you just start winning. That's not the case. Lincoln Riley is a top five coach in college football. Cliff Kingsbury is not. So just because
I mean,
you
but
go,
do we at, know look, that? Like, just because Texas Tech, like, he didn't get the players Oklahoma gets.
But that's,
we see him being a great coach in the NFL right now. Why can't that translate if he gets better players in college?
Because he got Kyler Murray. He was gifted Kyler Murray. He had a chance to recruit at Texas Tech. Better coaches in college football.
And he did, but he did recruit, and then he lost them because they went to Oklahoma, like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but he still had a losing record. Good coaches in college football win at smaller schools and propel themselves to better jobs. He didn't do that.
But he did, because he won enough. Well, he didn't win enough, but he got a better job from Texas Tech, and now he has an opportunity to go to Oklahoma.
Because he was best friends with Kyler Murray, because they had a previous relationship, and solely because of that, that's why Arizona hired him. If he doesn't know Kyler Murray, he's not getting that job.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.